Committee will come to order. Sabrina, please call the roll.
Chair Fine.
Here.
Representatives Barrero.
Here.
Anderson.
Here.
Skidmore. Amnesty.
Here.
Baker.
Here.
Cross.
Here.
Dunkley.
Here.
Edmonds. Grant.
Here.
Hart.
Here.
Coster.
Here.
Masula.
Here.
Persons Mulica. Flaken.
Here.
Salzman.
Here.
Snyder.
Here.
Trabuzzi.
Here.
Tuck.
Here.
Woodson.
Here.
Yurkowski.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Thank you, Sabrina. As we begin the meeting, I ask everyone to silence your cell phones. We have three bills, and I don't anticipate we're going to need our entire time, although obviously that doesn't have much to do with me. But we're going to start our bills today with HB 775, Surrendered Infants, by Representatives Kennedy and Beltran. When you get to the podium, you are recognized to present the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ranking Member, members, current state law known as Safe Haven offers a lifeline to parents who cannot care for their infants, and it allows them to safely relinquish them at a hospital, fire station, or emergency medical services station. HB 775 expands the Safe Haven law by allowing the use of 911 to surrender a baby, which protects those without access to transportation, by extending the age a newborn can be surrendered from 7 days to 30 days. It provides that after hospital delivery, the parent may simply leave the infant with medical staff after giving notice of surrender instead of having to surrender the infant in an ER, which is the case under current law. There are no fiscal impacts on the state revenue or state expenditures, and that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Having presented the bill, members, are there any questions on the bill? Okay, seeing none, we do have two amendments. We're going to start with barcode 747881. You're recognized to explain your amendment.
This amendment simply clarifies which department is responsible for the care of the infant.
Okay, are there any questions? Okay, there are no amendments to the amendment. Is there any public testimony? Seeing none, members, is there any debate? Seeing none, we'll show that amendment adopted without objection. Next, we're going to do barcode 781471 by Representative Kennedy. You're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment reverts back to the original statute's language to ensure the intent of anonymity is kept in these statutes.
Okay. Members, are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, there are no amendments to the amendment. There's no public testimony. Is there any debate? Okay. Seeing none, we'll show that amendment adopted without objection. We're now going to move on to public testimony. On the bill as amended, we have Aaron Collins representing the Junior Leagues of Florida State Public Affairs Committee. She is a proponent. Aaron DiPietro representing the Florida Family Policy Council, Inc., waves in support. And Barney Bishop representing the Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waves in support. That concludes public testimony. Members, anyone wishing to debate? Okay, seeing none, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave closed, Mr. Chair.
All right, having closed on your bill, Sabrina, please call the roll on HB 775 and announce the vote.
Representatives Barrero.
Yes.
Anderson.
Yes.
Skidmore.
Yes.
Amnesty.
Yes.
Baker.
Yes.
Cross.
Yes.
Dunkley.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Grant. Hart.
Yes.
Coster.
Yes.
Masula.
Yes.
Persons Mulica. Flaken.
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Trabuzzi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Yurkowski?
Yes.
Chair Fine?
Yes.
20 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
All right, show that bill reported favorably as amended. Congratulations. All right. Next up, we're going to do HB 677, Organ Donation, by Representatives Burfield and Harris. Representative Burfield, you're recognized to present the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Vice Chairman Barrero, and Ranking Member Skidmore, and committee members. OPAGA released a report in January of 2020, which stated Florida has the worse than expected adult waitlist mortality compared to the rest of the United States. The report identified four challenges and five potential options to improve the system as it works in Florida today. This piece of legislation in front of you addresses those potential options through providing administrative leave for living donation of state employees, the ability to for businesses, I should say, to apply for tax credit. It also provides for The inclusion of organ donation in driver improvement schools, as well as DUI programs. Additionally, organ donation consent and materials to be displayed when applying for renewing a recreational license or permit. And it permits for continuing education courses on organ donation to be offered for medical professionals to meet their license continuing education requirements. That is a brief description of the bill.
All right, thank you. Having presented the bill, members, are there any questions on the bill? All right, seeing none, we do have two amendments. We're going to start with barcode 623869 by Representative Burfield. You're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It simply removes lines 40 through 72, which deal with the tax credit.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, there's no amendment to the amendment. Is there any public testimony? There is not. Members, anyone wishing to debate? Seeing none, let's show that amendment adopted without objection. Next, we're going to take up amendment barcode 515173, also by Representative Burfield. You're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This addresses a Scribner's error in the department that's reflected. It currently reflects DBPR instead of DOH.
Thank you. Members, any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, there are no amendments to the amendment. There's no public testimony on the amendment. Anyone wishing to debate? Yes, Representative, Ranking Member, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Burfield. Members, this is a really important bill. I know that we're kind of running through it quickly, but...
You can talk to
the
amendment.
Are we on the full...
No, we're not on the
bill.
You're
not on the full bill? Sorry.
No. Then I'll recognize you. So, sorry. Trying to... so we're on the amendment. Is there anyone wishing to debate? Not a problem. And is there anyone wishing to debate the amendment? Okay. Seeing none, let's show the amendment adopted without objection. We do have a few public cards. Ron Watson, representing the Florida Renal Association, waves in support. And Jan Gorey, representing the Tampa General Hospital, waves in support. Now we are on debate on the bill as amended. Ranking Member, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My apologies.
No
and
problem.
Thank you again, Rep. Burfield. This is a very important bill. It modernizes a policy that the state of Florida has had. It is minor in some ways, but this bill will absolutely save life. It will absolutely save people's lives. And I know we're not spending a lot of time discussing it, but there are people that we know who this bill will save. And I am so appreciative for your sponsorship of this legislation and shepherding it through. I look forward to voting in favor of it again on the floor. And I'm really grateful and thankful to you for your leadership on this particular issue. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hart, you wanted to?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I just want to say to you, thank you for your bill. My son died 3 years ago, and he was an organ donor, and I know how precious every single organ that was donated to people was. So I thank you very much.
Anyone else wishing to speak in debate? Yes, you recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Rep. Burfield, for bringing this forward. This is a very compassionate bill. I appreciate the emphasis on education and being proactive in that way, and also bring our employers in and providing opportunities for them to be part of the solution in a very compassionate way. So thank you, and I appreciate you allowing me to be a co-sponsor of this.
Anyone else wishing to speak in debate? Well, I would just say, do not mistake my expediency with a statement about the lack of importance. This is a very important bill, and we could have chosen not to meet today. We only have three bills. And part of the reason that we are meeting today is because of the importance of this bill and some of the other ones. So that's a great bill, and thank you for bringing it forward. With that, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Members, as has been mentioned here today, this is a piece of legislation that can change lives. As Representative Hart shared her experience, about 6 years ago, a friend of mine was told she needed a kidney transplant, and it took her 6 years to get that kidney transplant. And as I walked that journey with her, I learned a great deal about these inadequacies in our system. And so today I come before you not only on my behalf, but on her behalf and others like her, who these simple changes could have such a significant impact. I would only ask for your favorable support on it, because it will make a difference. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Having closed on our bill, Sabrina, please call the roll on HB 677 and announce the vote.
Representatives Barrero?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Amnesty?
Yes.
Baker?
Yes.
Cross?
Yes.
Dunkley?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Hart?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Masula?
Yes.
Persons Mulica?
Yes.
Lakin?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Tribuzzi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Yurkowski?
Yes.
Chair Fine?
Yes.
21 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Show the bill reported favorably as amended. Congratulations. And finally, our third and final bill, a bill that it is unfortunate we even have to have, is CS for HB 529 regarding public records and photographs, recordings, and reports of autopsies of suicide victims by Representative Tribuzzi. Representative Tribuzzi, you are recognized to present the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And members, thank you for consideration of House Bill 529. In 2021, research shows that increased publicity of a suicide attempt and public viewing led to increased suicides among those with predisposing and precipitating factors. Additionally, the increase in internet access seemingly everywhere encourages the dissemination of such photographs and videos, leading to an increased risk of suicide for those with mental illness and severe depression. House Bill 529 would require that photographs, audio, or video recordings of the suicide of a person be confidential, except to a surviving spouse, and if no spouse, then to surviving parents. If no surviving parents, then to the adult children and siblings. This bill will help decrease the contagion of suicide by preventing the public dissemination of suicide of a person. It protects families from the trauma, sorrow, humiliation, or emotional injury that comes with public access to recordings and photographs and the exploitation of the suicide of someone. This bill requires that autopsy reports of a person whose manner of death was suicide be confidential to protect the family from the awesome, often gruesome and highly sensitive descriptions of a loved one. And that is the bill.
Having explained the bill, members, are there any questions? Okay, seeing none, there are no amendments. We do have one public testimony. Barney Bishop, representing the Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waves in support. That's it. Members, anyone wishing to debate on the bill? Okay, seeing none, I would just say, I think I kind of hinted where I was at the beginning, but it's sad that we need a bill like this. No one should have any desire to look at this sort of thing. I mean, unless they're personally involved, let alone members of the public. So it's a sad state of affairs that we need it, but I'm glad that you are going to fix this problem with this bill, and I assume everyone will be with you on that. And with that, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think you just closed for me.
All right, Sabrina, please call the roll on CS for HB 529 and announce the vote.
Representative Barrero?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Amnesty?
Yes.
Baker?
Yes.
Cross?
Yes.
Dunkley?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Hart?
Yes.
Coster?
Yes.
Masula?
Yes.
Persons Mulica?
Yes.
Lakin?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Tribuzzi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Yurkowski?
Yes.
Chair Fine?
Yes.
21 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Show the bill reported favorably. Congratulations. All right, members, in 14 minutes, we have gotten done with our business for today. I want to congratulate all of you in getting 1 hour and 46 minutes of your lives back. With that, you, Representative Tribuzzi moves we rise. Without objection, the meeting's adjourned.